There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
It's amazing how much buzz the Sci-Fi Channel gets off this franchise. The truth of the matter is when the ratings come in, it's only like 1.5 million viewers will watch it, but it feels like 25 million. It's a hype machine on a big time scale.
There is movie man Chuck Curry, who appears with me on my weekday Good Day program, commenting on the hype and social media buzz surrounding the latest Sharknado movie. The film wound up with just under 3 million viewers, down from the second movie in the franchise, but more than double what the original received a couple of years ago. The real story, of course, is the impact it had on social media, with over 2 billion Twitter impressions. Sharknado 3 and the ensuing Sharknado 4, which is already in the works. Number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the review of what's going on, the topics, the talk radio items for the week ending Friday, the 24th of July. So what happens here in this hour is that we review the top 10 talk topics of the week based on the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, which has Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, lots of things about talk, talk, talk. It is the premier publication. Most people in the talk radio industry read it every single day. It's online, lots of information about your favorite talk radio programs and hosts. And so that's how we determine this list, which you're going to listen to over the next hour, counting down from number 10 to number 1, and Sharknado is number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, equally interesting, I guess, for different reasons. What happened at the Ashley Madison website this week? Technology analyst Bridget Carey talked to radio host Wendy Snyder and Bill Leff about the hacking of the website, the Madison website, and what the hackers are demanding in exchange for the data that they stole.
When it comes to, like, just that site alone, you know, 37 million users, and the hackers are saying, you know what, you need to shut it down, almost extorting the website, or we'll leak this out on the web. And what's interesting about this leak is that, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but two parts. One, Ashley Madison has dropped their fee. They say they had this fee if you wanted to delete your profile.
Now, wait, for people who don't know, though, this is a dating website that basically helps married people cheat. Their slogan is, life is short, have an affair, just to clarify that. So,
yeah, thank you.
But my question is, I didn't know what happened. It got hacked. Someone who had morals who wanted to out all these people, is that what started this?
Okay, there's still some questions to be answered. Is this a vigilante hacker that wants to, you know, make a statement, or is this someone, as it seems to indicate, someone from the inside who had keys at one point and now took all this data? So maybe it wasn't a hard break-in, but rather someone who had access at one point and now is, you know, releasing all the data into the wild. And even if they release it publicly or not, they can make a lot of money off all this credit card information that they're saying that they have, you know, on the black market, so to speak, of you know, in the world of hackers. You can make a lot of money reselling this information, especially considering if you have some interesting people in the mix that have used this, that's blackmail material.
So you could, I was going to say, that's another thing you could do instead of just using the credit card information, is you could straight up blackmail the people whose names are on the list, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. You know, what is interesting about the hackers that claim what they've done is they say, you know what, there's this fee on Ashley Madison where you could pay $20 to have your entire profile history erased from existence.
Yeah.
If you were never there. Now, the hackers in their statement say, well, that's a lie. It turns out, you know, your credit card transaction records with your real names and addresses are still there. So, you know, people who even paid that fee might be worried. Ashley Madison just denies this. terms. But if you look into their terms, an agreement that, you know, no one ever reads this, like terms of service and all the agreements that you click OK to and that you accept, they actually hold no responsibility that, you know, to if they're hacked and what happens to your data. And on top of it, a little more insult to injury, in that fine print, it says if the site ever goes bankrupt, they have the right to sell your information to them.
Wow.
It says that in there? Boy, people read the terms before you click that little box.
Number eight. Number eight item on our countdown this week is a focus on the sad reality in the Sandra Bland case. Here's radio host Chad Hartman talking to the Houston Chronicle's John B. Smith about the death, the information that has come from the controversial dash cam video in this particular case.
Let me just read something that the paper posted just in the last hour, an email to Chronicle, because there have been questions about this video on whether it had been edited on some parts that to the visual eye repeat itself. It doesn't appear that way in the audio. Here's what the folks said from the DPS. The video has not been edited to eliminate any concerns to the effect of the video. The DPC previously requested the FBI examine the dash cam and jail video to ensure the integrity of the video. The entire video was uploaded to include the audio and video of the conversation the trooper had by telephone with his sergeant. This occurred after the arrest. Some of the video during this conversation was affected in the upload and is being addressed. We are working to repost the dash cam video. From what you know, from who you've talked to, is this going to end these questions whether there was some editing and taking the words out of context?
I think that's a really good question. This was supposed to be a move by DPS, which would kind of allay a lot of concerns in Sandra Bland's death, and you know, then it immediately raised all of these new questions. I think, I guess we'll just have to see. They've said that the officials that I've talked to have all like repeatedly stressed that they are trying to have a thorough, transparent investigation, but we're really going to have to see what happens after.
Tell me what we know so far about the officer, his history, and how his supervisors have reacted either initially or now how they've reacted since this video has been put out to the public.
Sure, absolutely. So the trooper is a 30-year-old from living in Brenham. His name's Brian Encinia. I don't know if you guys know, but there's an ice cream company here in Texas which has made headlines for a listeria epidemic, and it's called Bluebell. And he actually used to work there, and then he was a volunteer firefighter. He joined DPS, which is sort of like our state troopers, about a year ago. Prior to this incident, he didn't have any discipline on his file. Since the arrest and since this has become a sort of viral sensation, they conducted an internal review of the arrest and then placed him on administrative duty and said he'll stay there until the investigation is completed.
All right, so we've already attacked numbers 10, 9, and 8. So guess what? Number 7 is next. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you love to drive? If the answer is yes, then you want to wear the same shoes as some of the world's highest profile race drivers. Piloti. Piloti Shoes offers the patented roll control technology, blending comfort and performance with sleek design. With every shift and every step, Piloti has you covered. Are you ready to step into the driver's seat? Get your pair or become an authorized dealer today. Visit PilotiUSA.com.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Introducing the Craftsman bolt-on reciprocating saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman bolt-on system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Number seven
item on this week's countdown, the situation we find ourselves in with Cuba, normalizing relations and so forth. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Michael Vaquera, who is the Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera America, about the latest on the reopening of embassies and the continued move to normalize relationships with the two countries.
There are plenty of downsides as far as the Cuban government is concerned, although by and large the Cuban people themselves are overwhelmingly in favor of this, as are now a majority of Americans and even a majority of Cuban Americans. And that's the key, because it's been a political logjam, obviously, for the 54 years that relations had been broken off. And we were there in front of the Cuban embassy on 16th Street in Washington. Now the Cuban embassy, just the day before yesterday, when that flag went up for the first time in 54 years. But the politics have changed. It's hard to imagine President Obama making this overture as he did on December 17th of last year of normalizing relations in his first term or even in the first 2 years of his second term. Nobody needs to be reminded of the importance of Florida in American presidential politics, and that certainly hamstrung any of the movements that have happened sporadically over the years. But the Cubans talk about Guantanamo, the Cuban government, they talked about it on Monday when the flag went up. Even then, still a sore point. The blockade, as they term the trade embargo that's been in effect almost as long as relations have been broken off, that is still a sore point as well. The United States, for its part, still talking about human rights in Cuba, still talking about political prisoners, still talking about the criminals, the fugitives that have fled to Cuba over the years to seek refuge there. And so those are still items that are still on the table. And as far as the trade embargo is concerned, that's not likely to be lifted by the Congress anytime soon.
Doing trade, I know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the ag community is very big on supporting this. Some people say, what's the why? You know what? It's always better to have your, what is the old expression, have your friends close and your enemies closer?
Right.
I don't know where these guys are. I don't see them as our enemies. They're probably not our friends necessarily. But this is good for everybody, and it's just one less problem.
Well, and that's the idea behind this. Obviously, the logic that the employed by the administration is, look, we're going to open up Cuba. What we've been trying has not worked, obviously. We're going to open up Cuba by engaging with Cuba.
Why not? The people who say you shouldn't do it. The interesting thing is the polls that came out this week about Cuba showing overwhelming, like 84-85% of the people in our country want us to open up relationships and have a normal relationship with Cuba. So why hasn't it been done? Why isn't it being done? It is good that it is being done. That's the number seven item this week in the countdown. So stand by for number six up next.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul...
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
So now in the number six position, a continuing conversation of what happened with those killings in Chattanooga. Here's radio host Frank Beckman talking to Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan about the move to change the directive that keeps our military from carrying their weapons while they're on a base or near a recruitment center anywhere in our country.
They're not allowed to carry their weapons here at home.
I'm a bit embarrassed to tell you many of us didn't quite realize we had this directive out there, which happened in 92. Actually, under, at that time, of course, Bush 41, George H.W. Bush, where there was a directive saying that it actually prohibited carrying military-issued firearms on the bases and on recruitment centers, and that was a Department of Defense directive. And since that time, we think there's been at least 19 attacks on domestic facilities here, military facilities in our country, 49 deaths, and about 100 injuries. So it is very clear that, you know, we have our military personnel, these brave men and women, who are not just priority targets abroad, but here on American soil as well. So as you mentioned, after last week, the horrific acts of terrorism by Islamic extremists last week in Chattanooga, where we lost five great American patriots, we just said, look, if the DOD or the Pentagon are not going to take action, if they're not moving quickly enough, we need to do something legislatively, then we will do it. So I have co-sponsored a piece of legislation sponsored by a member of Congress from Tennessee, actually. I think all the Tennessee delegation, at least the Republican side, are on his bill. He's out getting sponsors, and I was happy to co-sponsor it and going to push this thing. Essentially, here's what it does. It would repeal this ban on the military personnel from carrying firearms, as we say, either on bases or recruitment facilities. And, you know, these recruitment facilities, for the most part, particularly the National Guard, but most of them, they're just out in strip malls around the country. So
they're very vulnerable.
Very, very vulnerable. And so, it, you know, it essentially would require then the Department of Defense to just revise this directive, and where you would now permit members of the armed forces who have received firearm training, of course, and of course who are already authorized to use firearms, that they would be able to just carry them, military-issued firearms, on the U.S. military bases and recruitment facilities. So this is a piece of legislation, as I say, he's just got this thing going, and we were on the floor last night, and people were coming up to sign it. So I think it's getting an incredible amount of support. I think it's just common sense. That really, it just seems that common sense to me that they would be allowed to carry their firearms. And as we've sort of looked at this thing, apparently there are 6 states already that require their National Guardsmen and women to carry their weapons. Now, let me, in Michigan, let me just give a shout out to General Vadney, who's our Adjutant General for the Michigan National Guard. He had the foresight, actually, back in March, I think, of this year, where he issued a memo saying that if you had a concealed weapon permit, that you could carry your own personal weapons at Michigan National Guard facility. So they are already, he was already sort of ahead of the curve, but I'm sure they're going to go a bit further here as they can, where they can.
Thanks to the folks listening to the Countdown Show in Mobile, Alabama, Colorado Springs, in Toledo, and Madison, Wichita. Good to have you on board. Stockton, California, Hot Springs, Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL. This is the weekly talk radio Countdown Show. We'll move on to the second half in a few moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's vice president of consumer insights.
Despite a reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we've partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit AllianzLife.com/SOS. That's AllianzLife.com/SOS.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's a review where we are in the overall list of the number 10 through number 1 items this week. The charts for the week of July 20th to 24th. The number 10 item, a review of the television movie Sharknado. Number 9, Ashley Madison situation. Number 8, the Sandra Bland case. Number 7, our relationships going forward with Cuba. And number 6, the aftermath of the shootings in Chattanooga. So that moves us into the number 5 position.
Number 5.
Number 5 this week is a focus of continuing allegations against Bill Cosby. What's happened legally this week? Here's host John Howell talking to correspondent Jim Roop about the latest on Cosby, including a civil case that has moved ahead this past week.
What can you tell us?
Well, this is a serious one. It's not a criminal case, but it's a civil case. It's about Judy Huff, who alleges that Cosby, when she was 15 years old back in 1974 at the Playboy Mansion, she alleges that Cosby sexually assaulted her, sexually abused her, and that case is now allowed to move forward. Cosby tried to block it by petitioning the California Supreme Court to review the case because there may have been some procedural problems in the original filing of the case. But Judy Huff fired the old attorney, retained Gloria Allred. Gloria Allred sent her note to the court, and the court agreed with Gloria Allred that Cosby should be denied a chance to review the case. It should move forward, and so now Gloria Allred will get a chance to sit across the chair from Bill Cosby and ask him some questions under oath.
And that's for sure, because I heard people say yes, say good luck with that. As good of an attorney as she is in that role of getting herself on camera with her clients and drumming up support for them, I had heard from others that she might have difficulty getting Cosby to sit down anytime soon.
Well, the original deposition in this case was scheduled for June 26th. Cosby's camp then filed this petition to the Supreme Court, so it put this on hold. Now, as the Supreme Court denied the petition, she can, and she said she will today, note that deposition, meaning saying, okay, let's carry it forward, and she wants to get it done within 30 days. And he has to do it. He has to comply with a court order. He has to be deposed in this case because the case is moving. It's an actual case. So he will be compelled by the court to be deposed. Now, what she gets out of him, that's a whole other issue. Because even though he's under oath, he can refuse because his lawyer can be there to answer certain questions. So it'll be interesting to see what she gets out of him if and when, rather, she sits down and talks with him.
And the other aspect of this is, with the deposition with the Temple University case,
right?
It was in his best interest to answer as honestly as possible, with the idea, the carrot being that they could keep that quiet. Now that it's out and it's all across the the papers and on the radio, I would imagine now Cosby just dummies up.
Well, there's a new PR campaign, really, on his behalf. There's a new attorney that was hired out of Washington, D.C. She's making the rounds, talking about that deposition, saying, look, while what's in there may be embarrassing to Mr. Cosby, it doesn't mean he's a rapist. He doesn't admit to raping anyone. And it's true. The verbiage in the deposition, the quotes that Mr. Cosby admitted in the deposition doesn't point to guilt of any kind, just a philandering and just being a womanizing weirdo.
Number four this week, the continuing threats from ISIS. Earlier on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to Aaron Banko, who's Middle East correspondent for the International Business Times, about this week's terror attack in Turkey, which may or may not have anything to do with ISIS.
It's a sort of a funny story, right? Because the rhetoric that you hear from the Turkish government is that it wasn't ISIS, it was the PKK, which is a rebel and terrorist group affiliated with the Kurdish population.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk to the people on the ground in this part of Turkey, they'll say, I know it was ISIS, it was definitely ISIS. And so very confusing, not only for outsiders, but also for the people that live in Turkey. But from our contacts that we've talked to at the International Business Times, we've heard that this man was affiliated with ISIS in some ways. But the main headquarters of ISIS, they, we didn't plan it. We didn't have anything to do with this. This guy just was, had pledged allegiance to us, but wasn't really part of our organization at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's actually probably the most worrying part, right?
Yeah.
That there are people in this part of the country that are radicalized and feel an affiliation to this terrorist organization, but don't actually have any sort of influence in the group at all. And that's sort of the difference between, I think, a group like ISIS and a group like Al-Qaeda, which was extremely organized and had rules.
Right. One of the things that is also important to understand here in terms of the why Turkey is important, the economy of Greece has slowed down tourist visitations to Greece. Next door neighbor to Turkey. Turkey's a beautiful country. Now they're reaping the rewards, or at least they did prior to this week. And now people see this bomb. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to go to Turkey either. So it's bound to affect them economically, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Turkish lira has been tanking against the U.S. dollar and the euro for maybe 8 months now, but I think that'll even get worse as time goes on. And, for me personally, I'm from Boston, New York, and I come home and I talk to people about where I've been, and they say, you're crazy for going over there. I can't believe you were over there. And I think people have a misconception about really the country of Turkey itself, but also how widespread the terror is in the Middle East. And I think people don't understand that there are just pockets of this going on, and it doesn't affect an entire nation until it really leads into Syria and then Iraq.
Number three item, the continuing focus on immigration, illegal immigration, and the so-called sanctuary cities. We start with host Matt Patrick, who talks to Laura Wilkerson. Wilkerson testified this week before Congress about her 18-year-old son who was killed by an illegal immigrant.
Said it's going to take the life lost by a senator, congressman, president, or even a Hollywood actor before someone in a position moves on this. After your testimony yesterday, do you still feel that way?
I do. You know, it's just going to take people that it happens to that are in position to change it before they change it. You know, I think yesterday went well. I hope it sustains itself and continues to do something about it. You know, you can sit here and talk about it all day until something is done. You know, I heard the commercial a minute ago about taking away federal funding. It's not the city's problem. I mean, the city would gladly pick up, if the mayor would allow them, the city would gladly pick, I mean, the policemen would gladly pick these people up and turn them over to ICE. It's the federal part that won't come get them. It's the federal part that won't do anything about it.
You know, the cities like San Francisco that won't use, you know, funds to pick these people up. So you say, let's take Houston, for example. Let's talk about home. Do you place this at the feet of Mayor Parker? Do you place this at the feet of, you know, authorities in Pearland? Or
I believe that's where it comes from, the mayor of any city. I believe that's correct. And so it's just a matter of, you know, they don't want to be out all day checking immigration, but that's not the issue. The issue is if they have the sanctuary city provides that if a policeman pulls over a driver for any infraction and then he needs to further investigate about this driver, he cannot ask him where he's from. That right there ties their hands. You know, even if they're investigating, well, they can do that to you and I. So why are you creating a class of people that can't answer a question, where are you from? It doesn't mean they're going to go, you know, slap to jail right that second because they're from another country. They're not. Everybody here knows that, you know, especially the illegals.
Why do you think, Laura, why do you think that we are not more diligent about getting these people out here? I heard the numbers that Senator Cruz ran down when he was talking to the head of ICE. I mean, why do you think that we're freeing all of these felons who then go on to do the horrific things like they did to your son?
Because I think there's an agenda at the very top level with President Obama that he, you know, that's not his issue. The borders are wide open. Does it make sense to anyone that I can't fly from Houston to Austin without a driver's license? To get that driver's license, I had to show exact proof of who I am, where I live, that I have an electric bill. Why do these people get those breaks? You know, the first law they break is coming into the country illegally, whether they're charged or not. You know, they go on to have forged documents to hide everything they do from then on is not in public, you know, it's hidden. And but I think there's an agenda about it where they just want open borders, and I think it boils down to votes. You know, we're becoming a third world country, you know. I mean, does it make sense that the borders are wide open, but we can't travel on the airplane for 30 minutes to get somewhere? It just makes us common sense.
Common sense. There's a great way to look at this or to understand what's going on. Maybe you have to listen a little bit more to Donald Trump about this. Speaking of that, presidential candidates coming up later on in the countdown. It's 17 minutes before the hour, 43 after, on this weekend's Talk Radio Review.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Number two.
The number two item on the countdown this week is a focus on Iran, the nuclear deal, good deal, bad deal, how's it going to get through Congress, et cetera, et cetera. Here are our hosts Pam Cook and Gary Rivers talking to analyst Debbie Gorgeous about Speaker Boehner saying that he'll do everything in his power to block this deal.
John Boehner vowing yesterday to do everything possible to stop the newly struck Iran nuclear deal. And we want to know exactly what that means.
What I hope it means, honestly, I hope that the Congress, I hope that many people in Congress and both houses decide to not look at this as a partisan deal, but as a protecting the security of the Middle East and the world deal, to take it more seriously than anything partisan, dive in and look at it, and I think they'll conclude it's a very bad deal.
Well, I think many Republicans have already concluded that, but aren't there key parts of that deal that have not yet even been released to Congress?
Yes, they were calling it in the news, referring to secret deals, and Secretary of State Kerry took offense at that term, but the argument is there are all sorts of details that get worked out with the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency. They're always kind of detailed and separate, and that they promised, the administration promised to share all of that with Congress. Because, you know, the other thing, they're going to dive in and look at all these things, but I also hope they will do this step back, big picture, and look at who we're dealing with. Look at who and what Iran represents to the world.
Well, we appreciate that. The only question that I had with all of it is that there were a number of other big nations that signed off on this deal as well. It wasn't just the U.S. France was highly critical during this whole process, were they not?
They were. The UN actually has signed off on this, and the EU and France. And I will say, on the whole negotiation, much of Western Europe, France and Germany, they are negotiating from a feeling or a sense of weakness toward Iran. They were looking to the United States, which is usually kind of the leader of the world, the leader of liberty. They're looking them to be a strong force. And America came to these negotiations weak, timid, capitulating before we even got started in very, very important terms. So I think the EU and most of Western Europe, they think this is the best we can get, and so we're going to take it. But that's why it's more incumbent on America as the, you know, beacon of liberty, all those kind of things we say about America that can sound trite, but they're true. It's just it could not be more important that America take the stand against a country like Iran and say, what you agreed to isn't good, and I think our Congress has to do that.
All right, so here's another side to the Iranian story this week. On Thursday, the country outlined plans to rebuild its main industries and trade relationships following this agreement. They're targeting oil and gas projects worth $185 billion. The Minister of Mines and Trade said the Republic of Iran would focus on oil and gas, metals, and cars with an eye to exporting the product to Europe after the sanctions have been lifted. They said they're looking forward for two-way trade deals to cooperate, develop, design, and engineer a new Iran. So how do you feel about that? We're helping them become bigger and stronger. A lot of people don't like that. Number two, the Iran nuclear deal. Number one, right around the corner here on the countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
A fine tuning of the issues of the week gets us around to the number one item, which the folks listening to this program know has been a part of the countdown for months and will be close to the top probably until the election of 2016, because that's where we're at here. How many presidential candidates are making themselves heard? Here's host Bill Carroll, along with Amy King, talking about Donald Trump's recent visit to the border.
The Border Patrol agents were all excited about their meeting with him because he was heading to the border, except they dumped him. The Border Patrol dumped Trump. The union that offered to give him a tour canceled just hours before. But when we talked to the national guy about it, he sounded like he was pretty excited.
You know, I'm happy anytime any figure on the national stage is coming to the border and bringing attention to border security and to immigration issues. I think it will be. You know, our local is the one that's involved with it down there. Our national union, we're not involved with it. But
Sean Moran, vice president. So, yeah, so I guess maybe the local union decided they didn't want to talk to him. I'm a bit surprised. I would have thought they wanted the attention. Maybe they figure it's just too negative.
They
there's too much downside with that one. Always with Trump. Whoever's in his path, there's too much downside.
Well, he doesn't agree with you, Libby. In fact, he believes his position on immigration and his visit to the border is going to win him the Hispanic vote. These are his words, not mine. You're looking very skeptical.
They just did a big poll in Nevada, the state of Nevada, and I'm way ahead. And more importantly, as far as I'm concerned, I'm way, way ahead with the Hispanics, well into the 30s, which, and I think second is like 11. So I have a great relationship. Over the years, thousands and thousands of Hispanics have worked for me and now work for me, and the relationship is very good.
There are definitely people in the country legally who resent illegal immigration, too, who are Hispanic, but...
Certainly, okay. But is he talking overall with Hispanic voters total? I mean, he must be selecting a very narrow band.
Well, he explains why he's winning with them.
I win all over with the Hispanic vote because they know I'll take jobs back from China, I'll take jobs back from Japan and every other country that's killing us. I'll bring the jobs back, and you know, the Hispanics are going to get those jobs, and they're going to love Trump, and they already do.
When they're not raping people. I mean, to just follow his own logic. Right, 1 minute, they're all criminals. The next minute, they'll be happy to have the jobs.
The Trump campaign going to the Mexican border, focus of number one. Here's host Brian Thomas talking about the latest poll numbers as we get closer to the first Republican debate.
There's a new Washington Post ABC News poll out. Trump is the favorite. Now, if they did it again now, he might not be his favorite because there was a drop in support on the final night of this survey, and it came from Trump's comments about McCain and the prisoners of war. He's the favorite. 24% of registered Republicans are Republican-leaning independents, the highest percentage and the biggest lead recorded by any GOP candidate this year. Scott Walker of Wisconsin, second place at 13%, followed by Florida Governor Jeb Bush at 12%. Walker's support strongest among those who describe themselves as very conservative. The next seven, ranging in support from 8 to 3%. In the following order, Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Mark Rubio, former Governor Mark Huckabee, I should say, Mark Rubio, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Ted Cruz, former Governor Rick Perry, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Rankings claim to be more important than early national surveys and previous campaigns because only the top 10 candidates, based on the average of the most recent national polls, are going to be in the first Republican debate. That one's broadcast on Fox News Channel August 6th. Fox, the sponsor, and established the rules. They're only taking the top 10. So that means Jindal, Pataki, Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham won't be in the debate. 4 months ago, Bush was at 21%, and of course, he's dropped significantly. Others who have faced erosion include Cruz, who used to be at 12% after announcing. He's down to 4. Rand Paul was at 11, now he's at 6. Christie was 14 in January, he's down to 3%. Over to the Democrat side of the equation, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton maintains a huge lead. 68% of registered Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents say they'd vote for her. Bernie Sanders, although he's getting big crowds in a lot of states, he's in second, but at only 16%. His support's grown, but it's still trailing by substantial points.
All right, so the top 10 top topics listed in the poll position at DougStephan.com. Tell us what you think was number one. Do you agree that the number one issue, the presidential candidates, or do you think it's one of the other items? There are 10 listed there. Tell us which one you thought was the most important discussion item or topic of the week. Thank you for listening to this hour of the Countdown. I'm Doug Stephan. Yep, this is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.